Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Ukraine, asking if this is a moment for negotiation or confrontation. Dmitry Medvedev makes a harsh and deliberately provocative, even sentimentally provocative speech, remarks, and pointing to the dead hand. That's a program that the Russians are said to have constructed towards the end of the Cold War, a semi-automatic end of the world, something like Dr. Strangelove. And in any event, it's rhetoric from the Cold War. I speak to Gregory Copley about what is to be done with the fact that the Russians still, we're told, use tactical nuclear weapons in their understanding of a battlefield. It's my measure on this time of month and year where we remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki that those are not weapons of war. They're terror. They favor no one and scar the landscape forever. Then a conversation about Russian oil in New Delhi, the tariffs raised on Delhi for importing Russian oil, which it's been doing for several years. It's a peculiar way to punish your ally in order to demonstrate strength with your adversary. There it is. Big Farm in America. Jonathan Millmore from Civitas joins to talk about why it is that the U.S. has all the innovation. What happened to the European lead once upon a time? They were the drug makers. No more. The U.S. runs all of the R&D. And then a conversation with Teresa Fallon and Gordon Chang about the EU dealing with the PRC in negotiation. PRC treats the EU disdainfully. Greg Scarlato joins about the new president in Seoul and the old dictator family in Pyongyang. Are they working together? Are they looking to work together? President Lee is inbound soon enough for Washington. What is the relationship between the ROK and the U.S. now that there are two new presidents, not just one? PRC in Russia, Blaine Holt joins. Attell, Blaine picks up on. Putin made a speech, and the speech led to the conversation today. We're told this to lead to some kind of summit between the two world leaders, and maybe Zelensky will be there as a minor player, as a prop. I don't know. It's all vague, and as Michael Bernstein reminds me, it can change any moment. Wait for the video. Globalization failed in Alan Tonelson's remarks about manufacturing. He calls it hopem, the hope for globalization, and that for too long manufacturing was not taken as a weighty matter. It was either disregarded or underestimated. One or the other. We're in a position now where manufacturing is the way to tell about a prosperity of a people and a nation and a region. India tariffs. Sadanand Dume joins from AEI and the Wall Street Journal. What does this do for Modi standing at home? He had what looked like a good relationship with Mr. Trump, and now? Question mark. Then we discuss why it is that the young, bright people from India, especially the young men out of tech, go immediately to California or leave India to develop their companies and don't develop income. And again, given that you can connect from anywhere in the world now, you don't have to be in a country to create the technology of the future. Any country will do. SpaceX. Bob Zimmerman joins about the commonplace launch to ISS by SpaceX. 4 astronauts in the Endeavour capsule. 4, not 3, 4 to ISS for work for several months. We also talk about this day, the 5th of August. Curiosity landed spectacularly on the surface of Mars, and it's still there, 13 years later, doing its work. The steady little robot. Simon Constable from Ossetane. The plums are ripe. The copper has crashed. The blackberries are not ready. Wonderful visit to the south of France in August. And then I asked Simon about migrant hotels back home in the UK. You can't camp out the way you can in California, so the government puts people who can't work or prescribe from working as they wait for their sanctuary hearings in hotels that damage the comity of neighborhoods and cities. Labor doesn't have a better solution than Tory, though they campaigned on it. Russian Trump 2007, a festive mood about something called Soho Trump, joined with two men who were believed to be connected to Russian money, Russian gangster money, perhaps, once upon a time. And then 2016, the connections that Mr. Trump had to Russia were not spying. They were about cash. Russian oligarchs and their kindred used purchasing real estate from Mr. Trump as a way to launder cash. It worked. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.